not wearing your head for
show. I can't because my new glasses. I just got new glasses, and it like pushes my glasses right off. So
you need your glasses to see your phone.
Do you need me to wear the headset?
I want no change in the so far satisfactory audio.
The audio should be the same, provided. Wait, am I even on there?
Yes. You know how only my thing is showing, but your thing is there, but it is quiet.
Yeah. So
like there. No, now it's louder. So you've been too quiet. It's failed already.
Well, now everyone can hear every last syllable out of my mouth.
Okay, but you think that's going to stay there the whole time?
I'm going to push it.
Okay, so here we are.
Yes. Hello.
You're the leader. Get on it.
I'm the leader. It's been a while since we did our last show. We didn't receive a lot of comments about the last one, number 8, episode 8.
We haven't received any comments because the only person who listens hasn't given us any feedback. Our goal is to have more than one listener, would you say?
We hope to improve listenership by 100% in the next year.
I'm concerned about your microphone. Like, you've been adjusting it over and over again. We've only been going for 1.5 minutes. You don't want to put them on your ears because what's the problem?
It falls off. Okay, I'm going to do it right now. Everyone just... Okay.
I'm watching. I'll be the
should
eyes...
Should I mute it?
I'll be the eyes of the audience. Okay, first of all... What? Can't you just put your glasses over the...
Done. Now, what's my volume at?
Are we good?
Yeah,
volume looks good there.
Well, I did speak a little louder, but here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Any pre-bibble babble from you, Mr. Noble?
I think we just had... thanks for revealing my last name.
Yeah, but they don't know how it's spelled.
Actually, I think we already said our last names in a previous episode.
And they don't know how they're spelled.
Oh, yeah. Good luck trying to spell mine, eh? We already did 2 minutes of Bibble Babble.
Okay.
We didn't wow the cow, but we did talk a bit.
And people are undescribing as we speak.
Yes.
We're into negative listenership.
They're adding us to Schindler's Snatch.
Woo! Okay, wait. This is going to be possibly the Christmas episode, so I would like no womanly parts spoken of. No...
Okay, I have to change a bunch of my content for...
I don't know. What are the other offenses that you've been guilty of in past episodes?
Sex without consent.
Sex without consent, yes.
I don't know.
I guess that's it, really.
Have we done the official introduction to episode 9 of the Dave and Hans Show yet? We don't have to sing it, but I mean...
Welcome to the Dave and Han Show. And
episode 9.
Episode 9, yes.
Season
9.
1.
Season 1.
Now, I'll bring it up now, since we're both here. I'm thinking that this should be the last episode of Season 1. We should retire this season, after this episode.
Why?
And then, we might do a bonus episode, like a Christmas or holiday episode.
Yes.
Between now and New Year's Eve.
Okay. Oh, because it's 2011, you think we should start
no,
new season?
No, because we have to really rethink this whole thing. Like, it's...
What's wrong? I enjoy these so much.
But we have... It's so lame. We have to maybe spice it up. Like, okay, maybe it's just... I'm just thinking of the year. New year, new ideas, new excitement.
Okay, so this was the Stone Age, and you would like to enter a golden age.
This was our experimental year.
Yes.
Like, first of all, we haven't done anything with... Like, you've added its intro and outro music.
A little bit.
But we didn't really know anything about adding sound effects or interviewing people, like having a third person. We don't know anything.
Maybe still do that and keep it to season
1. No, we've been lazy, and we haven't done anything with that.
I think... Okay, we can just do it and not call it a new season.
No.
I'm against all these seasons. Why not just have one season? It's just episodes.
So why calling
highlights?
It a season? Like, a season is a kind of a limited time.
Okay, fine. All right, we'll try to, you know, New Year, we'll try to, you know, implement some improvements to the show, tweak it, add some polish,
advertise it so that we have more than one listener.
Now, don't get too crazy.
You know, it's funny, we... by default, due to our personal structures, we should have two listeners at least, but one of them just doesn't feel like it's worth their time. A shame, really.
Well, that's just...
We have one listener. If you're listening to this, you're not, because only Ryan is listening to this.
Well, I listened to the show.
You don't count, because you were at the show.
Oh, that's true. I like listening to myself talk.
Episode 9. I have to sneeze. Take over, please.
Okay. I think first segment, as always, we start with our knockout punch. And then we go downhill from there. That's one thing I've always wondered. Yes. Is downhill or uphill? Is uphill bad or downhill? Downhill
we're starting off strong, and then we're going weak. That's kind of downhill.
That's downhill? But it sounds easy to go downhill. Is that
also part of the metaphor? I think we find it easy to go downhill.
Okay. So we start with fakey five.
I'll go first this time. I don't think I went first last time.
You want to go first?
Okay, go ahead.
No, you go first.
that was a joke. Go ahead. I knew you'd tell me to. Okay, so Han.
Yes, David.
Do you like the ladies?
Do I like the ladies? Yes.
Okay. Have you ever married a lady?
No.
Okay. If you have... Have you ever had a very long marriage?
But I've not married them,
okay,
so no.
Okay, so I should have not asked that.
What is this?
I'm leading up to it, okay?
Okay.
This week's, even though it's not week, this episode's Fakey 5 is Anniversary Gifts by the Year.
Oh.
So the
that is such BS. Isn't that whole thing like a Hallmark or some other industry? They just made it up out of whole cloth.
Well, here's the thing. There's there's traditional, which has been around for a long time, and then there's modern. So I'm going traditional. Traditional.
Okay.
Now I don't even know what they are, but the 25th year, the 10th year, 50th is gold, golden for sure. 50th is golden, but those are well known relatively. Or just some of them, whatever. But there's some, there's all these ones that lead, all these other ones. I have 4th, 8th, 9th, 13th, and 14th.
These are totally modern or traditional?
No, these are traditional. These are the original official list. Yes.
So myrrh and frankincense, I assume, are on there.
I don't even know. Frankenstein? What?
You know, the gifts they gave to
Jesus?
Little boy Jesus, yeah. Baby Jeebus.
They were married to him? I don't understand.
Myrrh? Frankincense?
I don't know what those mean. I'm not...
Incest?
Christian.
Okay, fine.
Incest? What? This is getting weird.
I assume you heard about this whole Christmas thing.
No, there's three wise men who gave gifts. I didn't know what the gifts were. Myrrh? That's not even a thing. That's what I... animal sound.
Are you acting? What?
No, I really don't know. Okay.
Do you ever watch, Christmas specials on TV? Do you ever watch...
Frosty, Charlie Brown?
Yeah. Or,
Pentecostal Christmas? What?
Those singing grapes.
California raisins?
Yes.
Anyways, okay,
California raisins. Don't you remember those guys?
Number one.
It was a great Christmas special.
In the fourth year,
okay,
you give fruits, flowers, or linen.
False.
Number two. In the eighth year, you give bronze. Number three. In the ninth year, you give fancy wood. Number four. In the 13th year, you give lace. And number five, in the 14th year, you give ivory.
What's,
No, by the way, you don't give, you give a gift that somehow, implements
right,
incorporates
right.
these.
Incorporates one of those. Okay, now here's my question.
Okay.
I don't know if this is breaking the fourth wall of this Freaky Five. What is it? Fakey 5?
I clicked record, right? Yeah, okay.
But I'm wondering, did you get all these from the same source?
Yes.
Okay. Except for the one you made up.
Yes.
So what was the first one again? It was fruit or...
Fourth year. Fruits, flowers, or linen.
Okay, that sounds plausible because they've only been 4 years, so here's a bunch of fruit. We just got the marker on the way here.
Okay.
Linen is like, here's a pillow.
Yep.
Okay, next.
That you could put your rump on.
The next one was like bronze.
Yeah, eighth year bronze.
Bronze is a metal we don't see that often now because it's kind of a... Why would you get bronze when you could get any of the other much better metals?
Copper?
But back in the day, I guess it was like... See, that's the thing I was asking is like, how old is this list that you're giving bronze out? When do you get bronze these days?
It's traditional. I don't
know. Yeah, exactly. And what about the... Okay. Well, okay, next ones?
Was ninth fancy wood?
Fancy wood. Now, the thing is, like, you said fancy wood. Now, wood is, like, definitely we've had wood throughout the ages, and I can see wood at some point being...
I think you can get married based on the wood.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
But fancy wood?
Like...
Okay, fourth?
I don't want to say anything. Okay, 14th is the year 13. Lace. Lucky 13.
Lace is a tricky one because I don't know how long lace has been around. Has it been around as long as linen?
Well, they both start with L, so maybe they came the same year, I'm thinking.
And like, what is lace? I mean...
Doilies?
Doilies and gloves. Headdresses.
And the last one, 14th, ivory.
The ivory one is very suspicious because I don't think ivory is that freely available, but I could see it being a luxury, therefore 14, so that's a long time. Especially back in the day, it's like, whoa.
Especially for you.
If you're, I don't know, when they get married, I don't know, in like, when they get married, 16-year-olds or 14-year-olds? And then 14 years, so that's...
Now,
yeah.
I shouldn't, like...
What?
...give you possibly indirect help.
Okay. Or you could
but
be possibly
could be
misdirecting
a double,
me.
Yeah, exactly. Or even saying that could be a double misdirection.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're thinking ivory for 14th is like, well, 14 years, like back in the old days when, like, they're dead by 14 years of marriage. Lace? The year before, you're getting lace? A little doily for your cup?
Okay, so you know what? I'm going to do this a different strategy. What are the numbers again?
Year numbers?
Year numbers.
Fourth, eighth, ninth, 13th, 14th.
So the 13th is lace?
Yes.
I'm going to say that's the false one.
No.
Shuz butt!
I completely made up. There
the
is no
wood.
Ninth year in that list, and fancy wood is just something I made up.
Fuck. I knew fancy wood just did not make sense. Why did I pick it? Okay, but wood must have been one of them.
I don't think so.
What? Nobody gives wood on...
What gives
me.
Wood on anniversary?
Yeah,
but
okay.
Not the gift.
The gift of wood is a good gift, I think, but...
That's every year.
Damn! I should have just picked that because fancy wood, who says that?
Another
David Noble
fancy
of
wood.
The David Hahn show.
That's never been, like, those two words I've never been put together before.
We should make a video game so that you can, your character can collect fancy wood. Or he can make fancy wood.
Wood runners.
My Fakie 5 is topical. It's not about weddings.
Like a gel or...
Yep, you apply it to your top. It's countries in which Christmas is not a formal public holiday. I think this is the Christmas episode. It's December 5th. Maybe a little early for Christmas, but you're going to be going away, and there's only a small window where we might have an episode before Christmas. So
for a week. There's all the other days.
I know, but still, who knows what could happen between now and then. So,
are you saying I can have a stroke? Is that
this is a possible Christmas episode. Let's just call it a Christmas episode, and then if we have a better Christmas episode, that will be like surprise Christmas.
I don't know why we're going all Christian here. Like, let's call it the holiday episode.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Hanukkah actually happens the same time as Christmas this year.
What do you mean? It's not every year?
No, it's the... retarded Jewish calendar is all like its own calendar, and it has all sorts of weird variations. So sometimes Hanukkah starts—it's 8 days. Sometimes it starts like December 5th or 10th, and I think rarely it's like really at the end of the month. But this year it's, I think, 22nd to the 30th. Totally covers Christmas.
I see.
That's our new segment, Jew Corner.
So these are countries. I'm just going to list off five countries.
I thought we were keeping it clean this episode.
In which Christmas is not a formal public holiday. So in Canada, it's like...
What does formal mean, though? Like legal?
I guess by the government, legal, yeah.
Okay.
So Canada, the United States,
so number
the UK.
One and number two are Canada, the United States, and number three is UK. Keep going.
No. These are countries in which Christmas is not a form of public... I was giving up examples of the opposite.
Okay.
Number one, Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Nepal. Number three, South Korea.
Okay.
Number four, Turkey. And number five, Japan. So it's a little bit of Asia, Southeast Asia there. With Turkey thrown in the mixed.
The mixed?
The mixtape I made. Thailand?
You don't have to repeat them.
Okay.
I know what they are.
Very well.
Thailand, Nepal, South Korea, Turkey, and Japan.
Yes. All the flavors of the rainbow. Rainbow. So I should be clear, one of these does have Christmas as a holiday.
What?
Yeah.
I thought four of them had Christmas holiday.
No, it's the other way around. Four of them don't have it as a holiday, and one does.
Okay, that's the opposite of what I was trying to come to terms with in my
head.
The
Fakey Five is countries in which Christmas is not a formal public holiday.
Okay.
So countries in which it is a formal public holiday are Canada, United States, Ireland.
Okay.
I think Australia.
I'm going to say that Turkey, if for sure, does have it. So Turkey, I'm eliminating Turkey. If you have anything to say about how I'm already wrong, speak out now.
I'm not going to say anything. These are countries in which Christmas is not a formal public holiday. So you have to choose the one in which Christmas is a holiday.
Oh, okay. Hopefully you only have to tell me twice.
Is this okay. The hardest Reiki 5 for you okay. to ever conceive?
But wait, didn't I just answer the question? I said Turkey for sure does have it, so that would be
so
the answer.
So that would be, yeah.
If
but
I,
I'm just want to make
giving
sure.
The final answer.
But it sounded like you were like thinking of the other one.
Interesting, because
so.
You.
I don't want you to make a mistake.
It's funny. It sounds like
a false mistake.
If that was right, you would have said, "Oh, you got it." So now I have to eliminate Turkey because of that.
No.
Although, if I recall correctly, last time I had an idea what it was, and then I thought you gave it away from something. I was wrong and I was right originally, so that could be the case this time. So
I don't play those by numbers or by the rules.
The answer is either Turkey or South Korea.
Could be.
But you're from South Korea, right? Your family roots?
That's what they say.
So what would you add that? Just or maybe you add that because you really knew that. Turkey is my answer.
It's South Korea.
Oh! Why?
This segment is so painful for both of us when we get it wrong.
Oh.
It's like someone stabbed you, man.
I just said, like, you're from South Korea. That's how you know there's Christmas there. And then I want Turkey.
I know. You talked yourself out of it.
I'm going to call someone from Turkey right now because maybe you're wrong.
Okay, well.
What's your source?
Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah. Like, they know anything.
Do you have a bookie look?
I do have a bookie look. I'm currently looking at the book 1Q84. What? Something just popped up. We will not concern ourselves with that. The book is called 1Q84.
1Q84.
And the author...
How do you know it's not an IQ84?
Because it's a 1. And I'll tell you why it's a 1 in a moment. And the author...
See, IQ84 kind of makes sense because it's like, this is the IQ of the people who read this book. Wouldn't that be great if books were rated by IQ? Then you would know which books you shouldn't read.
The author...
Harry Potter, for example, would be IQ 17.
Is Haruki Murakami.
Okay.
And he is this dude, Japanese dude,
racist,
who writes Jobist. who writes
Steve
these
Jobist.
Like weird books. I think that's a good way to describe it. Books that have really weird plots that are partly surreal, kind of like in alternate universes and dreams.
But he's not a crazy guy who writes things. He's a sane guy who likes writing crazy things.
I don't know which case that is. He's very popular in Japan. He's like best-selling, like
well-known.
Well,
he's from Japan, so already he's likely to be crazy.
And all the books are translated by someone else in North America.
A crazy guy.
And I've read...
So it's like Telephone before it gets to
I think
us.
I read 4 of them previously. This is his latest. This one is huge. It's like a... 1,100 pages. And the first one I read was called The Wind Up Bird Chronicles. And they're just really weird and interesting and usually
but
set in Tokyo.
Here's the thing, like, wouldn't you get tired of something that's just weird and random all the time?
No, because each time it's a new, interesting, weird. Like, weird can... You'll get... Weird
no,
is hard to get bored
of
weird.
Just non sequitur... randomness, then after a while,
like,
you'll be like,
it's not completely random. No.
Like,
there's
a peanut butter sandwich with clocks in it.
Love stories, and... Bookie looks a shit topic, a chick game. What are
Why?
We talking about? I don't know. Like, I like it, so I'm reading it. Calm down. Why, you want to fight?
No, but I want to get into, like, you say there's randomness and weird stuff, but, like...
Did I say random?
Okay, no, I said random. You said it was weird.
They're surreal.
Okay, surreal. So the surreal has some meaning. There's, like, symbolism in it.
Well, let me just tell you the beginning of this book I'm reading, okay?
Okay.
This woman is in a cab trying to get to a meeting she says she has to go to. And some sort of classical composer song comes on the radio, and it moves her somehow. She has some sort of physical feeling. And she knows all about this composer, but she doesn't really know why.
Sexist?
Yes. And there's crazy traffic. Okay, I think this is in Tokyo. Crazy traffic. And it's 84. We'll get to that in a moment. The year is 1984. Okay?
That's why.
Which is almost 1Q84.
First quarter of 84?
So the cab driver says, oh, we're going to be here in traffic for hours. But there's a shortcut you could take. You see over there, those staircase over there? You can get out here, and if you go down that staircase, which is closed with a gate right now, but you can go over the gate, you can go down the staircase down to the city area,
yeah.
And then there's a subway stop near there, and then you can take the subway and make it in time. But that staircase is very strange, and things aren't always as they seem.
So it's like an adventure, kind of, Alice in Wonderland type thing.
So she goes, she decides to do this, she goes down... And as she's going down, she suddenly remembers this little lesbian scene she had with her friend.
Okay.
I know this is a Christmas episode. Sorry, the
That's
holiday
fine.
Episode.
It's part of the book,
and then
I
she
assume.
Comes on down. What? She goes to the bottom, and she goes to her meeting. Or she goes. Sorry. She goes to her thing.
Yeah.
But on the way, she notices that the policemen are dressed differently than they remember. She remembers. And they have a different gun than she knows. Like a new modern weird gun. So that was the first clue that things are suddenly weird. And then she goes to a hotel and kills a guy. But
You ruined the book for everyone.
No, that's the first chapter of a thousand. It's like page 20 of a 1199.
Okay. Okay, I have so many questions, but okay, no, that was interesting. It kind of had like an Alice in Wonderland feel and mysteriness, and you're like, huh, what's going on?
Then she decides something is weird about, like, her memories don't match reality, so she decides that...
Go on.
There's two possibilities. Again, this is like chapter three. Two possibilities. Either she's suddenly mental and can't, like, she has some sort of brain problem or has some sort of brain damage... Or somehow she switched universes and she's in the Q in 1Q84 stands for question. She isn't like she's like some sort of unknown 1984. Like it's not the same as a real one. She puts a Q.
So she realizes that she's had brain damage.
No, she takes the alternate reality hypothesis first over the brain damage.
Why?
Because nobody wants to admit they're insane.
I'll admit it.
And she says it's a working hypothesis. She's not saying for sure that's the case.
You haven't finished the book.
I'm only 19%.
So I assume somewhere along the way she wakes up and realizes it was a dream.
That's unlikely.
Okay.
Since I've gone this far...
IQ84.
There's the other character. I'll just, in 20 seconds, explain the other character. The other character is this man who's a writer and a math teacher... And this guy he knows from the publishing industry comes to him and says, I want you to rewrite this book that this 17-year-old girl wrote because it's such a moving thing, but she's really bad at writing. But the idea is so powerful.
Okay.
It's more interesting than what I just said, but...
I hope so.
And from what I understand from just the description of the book, when you go to Amazon, these two characters like somehow meet and fall in love or something. I don't know. So that's my bookie look.
Actually, that was a successful bookie look because now I really want to read that and that other book that I just bought by the same author.
The Hardboiled Wonderland thing?
I don't know what it's called.
Something like that.
I don't care about titles.
World. Hardboiled World Wonderland...
I don't care about titles.
Whatever, Dr. Han.
Unless the title is the answer to the book.
I'm out of here. Undescribed.
Done. My book is not fiction. It is not fiction. It's Steven Pinker's The Blank Slate, 2002. Steven Pinker, he's a writer. He's a... Actually, I don't know
if he's... Oh, the author is a writer? Interesting. Go on.
I don't know if he's a neuroscientist or if he's just like a researcher or...
Comic book collector? Could be anything, really.
He could be CBGB, yeah.
What?
Comic book guy? CBG? CBG.
CBG? That's a thing?
I don't know anymore. But he was in... Recently...
Can we start over or should we just keep going?
Let's start over.
Okay.
Where's that?
Han.
No, that's not.
No, okay.
He came to Toronto a couple weeks ago, and a bunch of my friends were thinking of going to see him, but it was the hours were during work hours, and it was really expensive.
Did you see him?
No, I didn't go.
Do you have so many friends that you can have bunches of them that are not part of the full... Uh-oh.
I wanted to go see... He sounded really interesting, but I hadn't read any of his material, so...
How much are in a bunch?
Sorry?
How much are in a bunch? 8? 12?
2.
Okay.
Okay, 2 of my friends.
A pair of your friends.
And one of them wasn't really that interested. But he knew who Steven Pinker was.
Carl Pinkerton? Pinkleton? Pinkleton?
So he was going to give a talk and talk about his new book, which is about violence in humanity. Humanity and just violence in general.
Oh my God, what is this segment called? Sleepy Sleep?
Yep. Anyway, his book I read was called The Blank Slate, and it's a really interesting book where he argues
Hold on, I know this type of book. You know that book like, What Did Jean Chrétien Do for Canada? And then you open it up, it's all blank? It was one of those books, right?
No.
Oh, sorry.
I don't even get that.
No, it's this joke where it's like, Tom Ford's accomplishments. You go to this store, and it's all empty inside. It's all white pages. That's the joke. There really was a Jean Chrétien's, like, accomplishments or something. Go on, please. I will not interrupt any more of this segment. Go on.
So the book was called, is called The Blank Slate. I'm only, like, about 100 and something pages into it. It's about 800 pages. It's a pretty big book. Well, it doesn't sound too big, but it's dense. There's, like, facts in every sentence.
How many of you right now want me to interrupt? Put up your hand.
What?
Okay. That's a good number. Go on. I asked how many of our listeners would want me to interrupt at this point.
You've been nonstop interrupting this whole podcast.
That's incorrect.
Okay. That is incorrect. Phew. I've lost my train of thought thanks to you. It's an interesting book. Like, he's arguing against the idea that human beings, when they're born,
he's arguing against human beings being born.
He's arguing against when human beings are born, they could be anything they want. Like, you know, that's the whole idea is like, oh, if he grows up to be a criminal, you know, it's because his parents were whatever, or he grew up in a bad environment, or,
well, they can't be white if they're black.
Or whatever. Or he's like,
I didn't mean to be racist there. I meant you're born a certain race, a certain number of hands, usually two.
But he makes the argument and points to proof.
Sex. You can't be a woman unless you're Chaz Bono. Whatever. Go on. If you got a weenie and...
Is this the Dave show? Did I somehow not...
Dave show.
Dave interrupted. That was a good movie. Actually, it was Han.
Han interrupted. Would that be the yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm not going to talk for 12 minutes. Go. Start my clock.
No, that's impossible. First of all, there's no way I can talk for 12 minutes. Secondly, I doubt that you could not interrupt for 12 minutes. Anyway, so the book is interesting. It discusses the whole nature versus nurture argument and how people are really driven by their genes. And he covers all these like interesting concepts about how, you know, your brain is developed and you inherit a lot of your traits. And it's all about probabilities and percentages, and it's not like, oh, well, my sister's totally different from me, but it's because they've inherited different genes. It's not just because all your siblings are going to be exactly the same type of thing. One study he wrote of that really struck me is where they had these people who... what do you call that surgery where they cut the left and right side apart? Where they're not talking to each other. I forget what it's called. Lobotomy, I guess? And so what they would do is, they would cover one side, and they'd show, like, you know, one side, like, they would show a picture of a chicken, and the other side, which wouldn't know about what the other side of the brain could see. So the other side, one side could see a chicken, the other side could see a rake, or a shovel. Let's say it was a shovel, I think, in the study. And they would ask them... wait, did I get a lobotomy? Does that explain why I can't remember the study? They would show one side, like, some instructions, like, go stand up and walk around the room. And the other side, they would ask, why did you stand up and walk around the room? And that person would say... wouldn't say it was because you showed me a piece of paper that said I should walk up and walk around the room. It would say, well, I stood up because I wanted to go grab a drink. And they would say that as if that was what... the other side would say that as if that was what they thought they were going to do or why they did it. They didn't think, oh, my other side of my brain read a piece of paper and said I should stand up and walk around the room. Which means that the interesting point of this is that your brain makes up a story of why you did things. it comes up with the justification later. So you do the things first, and then your brain tells you why you did it. Which is a very startling idea. But it's been shown that this is what happens to people. That you think of, oh yeah, I'm going to tell you the story of what I did today. But the reasoning you didn't have at that time. You only came up with it after the fact. It's hard to believe, but it's been covered, as it were. Anyway, it's an interesting book with all kinds of, like, these really startling facts in trivia. And that's my bookie look. Steven Pinker's The Blank Slate. I'm actually looking forward to finishing it and then reading his other book. Shall we do a nerd alert? Do you have a nerd alert? Ew. Are you missing a finger? 9 minutes left or 9 minutes to go? You made up the 12-minute thing. I don't know if I can talk for 12 minutes. Okay. My nerd alert is not nerd alert, per se. It's more of a coffee nerd alert. I drink coffee, but I should add an addendum, which is that I've cut down on my coffee intake, because I think it's like hurting my kidneys. I don't know, I'm getting pain down there, and I'm just like, it's either my drinking or coffee, that's what I attribute it to, or I guess it could be just my natural, what's that thing when you always think you're sick, you think you're sick, even though you're not. You're always obsessing about it. What's the word? I don't know. And you won't say anything. You won't even sound it out. Well, whatever it is, I purchased myself a Soudan soft brew coffee brewer. So I used to use a French press, which is a pretty good device for getting really nice, strong, tasty, rich coffee. Hypochondria, right. I don't think I'm really a hypochondriac, but, you know, I have these pains, so I'm, like, wondering what's going on down there in that kidney region. Anyway, so I bought myself a Soudan soft brew coffee carafe or brewer. And it works differently. It's kind of neat. I purchased it for the neatness and the supposed ease of clean. Essentially, it's just a normal kettle or jug, I guess. And it has inside of it this like metal cylinder with a 500,000 tiny holes in it. And you put your coffee grounds into that and you pour the hot water over that and it just kind of sits in there. But of course, these tiny, tiny, like, laser-etched holes prevent too much, coffee grinds from getting into your coffee. That's the filter. But the coffee it produces, I found to be not that tasty. So either it's my mixture or, I don't know, there's something wrong with my brewing process because it's not nearly as nice as I would like it. I kind of miss using the French press. But the whole point of all this was that the French press was a lot... it's very labor-intensive in terms of cleaning that thing. Because my French press has all these, like, parts to it. Whereas the Soudan, it's this bucket. Yes, I know many people would like to undescribe, but it's nerd alert, so that's the whole point. It's technical and very specific, and unless you're into coffee devices, you won't really enjoy what the hell I'm having to say. So that's my little nerd alert. The Soudan, what did I call it? The Soudan soft brew. I guess I can't do my would you rather. I can do my in my society. So in my society, I think, you know how they have, like, McDonald's and most fast food places now. And most things you buy in a supermarket, I think, in Canada anyway, they have the nutritional content. So if you buy a bag of chips, they'll tell you, you know, 0% vitamin A, 0% vitamin C, and whatever, whatnot, and how much fat it is. And you're like, oh my goodness, these are incredibly fattening and salty. But I still am going to buy because they're on special. Because I like chips. In my society, I think menus in restaurants everywhere, every restaurant should have, I don't care which restaurant you are, you should have calorie and nutritional info. So you know, okay, I'm going to buy, I don't know, this burger and fries. It gives you the idea of like how big a burger it is and how many fries you're going to get. And it's just, I'm just tired of going to places and not knowing what the proportions are going to be like or portion size is going to be like. Because if you have to ask the waiter, like, okay, I see you have, you know, this butter chicken and rice and whatever. How many people is that, like, how big a portion is that really? Could it be, you know, I think everywhere should just be... It should just be standardized so we don't have this kind of question. So you know what the value you're getting. And then, you know, everyone... I mean, obviously, after you've eaten a couple places, you have an idea of like, all right, I'm going to get a $6 burger. I know what kind of quality and or portion size I'm going to get. You kind of guesstimate. So, yeah, in my society, that would not be a mystery. I guess not that big a deal, but, you know, I think everyone's more health and diet conscious these days, so definitely, I suppose it would be a additional expense on the restaurant's part, but it keeps everyone honest, you know, you get an idea of what you're getting, and I think everyone would benefit. Wow, you keeping the 12 minutes? Why don't you just keep it 10 minutes and cut off now? Start talking. 12 minutes is an insane number of minutes. That's like a quarter of the episode is me. I guess not really a quarter. It's a fifth if we're going to go for an hour. But that's just me. Fine, I will do my time to hate and then you'll probably interrupt at some point. So... what I hate, I use Windows at work, and at home I'd also use Windows, although I don't also have a Mac, but that's mostly just for browsing in the kitchen, because I like looking for food that way. My time to hate is whenever you're in File Explorer or anywhere where there's like that, you know, file tree, is where you accidentally click somewhere and you don't know where you clicked. And suddenly you're dragging files and you're like, what the hell? And you want to put it back to where it came from and it's just in your hand. Like this thing that's been handed to you. You don't know where it came from. You didn't mean to move anything. You just wanted to click there. You just want to like put focus into that window. And all of a sudden you're like changing the structure of your directory. And it's in your hands and you're like, ah, I don't want this. Put it back where it came from. That is what I hate. Like, that's an interface thing that they should have, like, figured out way long ago. I realized you could just let go wherever and, like, get the warning saying you can't move a file into the same, or a directory into the same folder it came from or whatever. But, yeah, that's a very disturbing kind of situation. I don't like... the whole idea, especially in Windows File Explorer, of like, I'm going to click in this empty space, and now you're actually dragging stuff that the icons are representing. Those icons are the click zones to me, not the empty space for interaction. And I see David is about ready to talk. Okay.
Totally. I so agree with your time to hate.
Okay.
When you're in... Visual Studio, and you want to scroll through the Project Explorer.
Yeah.
And instead of touching the scroll bar, you accidentally clicked a few pixels to the left.
Yes.
And you scroll, you actually drag a folder or a file into something else. And then when it's done, it doesn't tell you, there's no confirmation. It's like, it's done. You've done it. It doesn't tell you, you have no idea what it was. Like, you tried to scroll, but it didn't scroll, and then you knew you fucked the whole project up. You have no way of knowing what you just moved into something else.
Okay. Yeah. After can I say fucking or friggin'?
Yeah, you can say fucking.
After a fucking decade of Visual Studio, how have they not, in Project Explorer, the little file list on the side, not have a confirmation like, are you sure you want to move this into this? Oh my god, it's so, or hold down shift to do it, it's so retarded.
I know, it's like,
holy hate.
Moving is actually very, very infrequent. It's like,
exactly.
That's not, that whole thing is for browsing, not for, I want to change the structure of everything.
Oh my god, that is so annoying, because you do it, and then you're screwed, basically. You're like, you have no way of knowing where, you have to literally go through every single file, every single directory,
I'm
and
dead.
See.
I'm dead. You might as well just start over.
You have to end the project at that point. It's so effing retarded.
You just talk to your project manager and say, it's over.
That's actually, the okay, easiest so, way.
Here's the thing.
Anyways, I'm back. Look at me.
Yeah, that's great. You I feel again. Much better that you're back.
Yeah,
felt,
that was 12 minutes of hell.
That was like...
Sorry. Let's both apologize to Ryan right now.
We're sorry.
We're so sorry. I'm a man of my word.
That was like, so when I said 12 Tom minutes, Hanks on the island. And
yes. What?
But here, I'll tell you the thing. The cure for that. Does that happen? Someone just recently told me. But it's still a time to hate. Which is that you can press escape. While you're holding those things, use your other hand and
no,
you hit
no,
escape,
no, 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 no,
and
no,
then
no,
let's
no,
go.
No,
but if you've already
when
done
you're scrolling,
it, and
just
you've
like,
already done
you
it,
you scroll, and that's it. There's no time for you to like stop in the middle.
Yeah, I understand.
What I've learned actually is, and I'm going to test it right now. When you're in application in iOS, I'm going to go to my notes right now. If you accidentally press home, and you're like, oh my god, I didn't want to do that. If you hold it for a long time and let go, it stays.
What? Does it go to the home screen?
No. If you hold it for like 5 seconds, it aborts going to home screen.
What? Is that on this too?
I think it's on the iPhone too. Not the iPhone 2, the iPhone also.
No, it goes to voice control.
No, for 5 seconds though?
Yeah.
Well, la-di-da. Should I do another 12-minute ban or?
No, please do not do that again. I mean, well.
Okay, so you did a nerd alert and a time to hate.
So do you have either of those? In my society as well.
Well, didn't I silently tell you that
you
I
told me
forgot
that you
about
have...
Okay, my a time to hate is loud movies in theaters.
Okay.
I have this... We'll have to have a new segment next year called My Psychological Problem, where we each exchange all of our mental problems and psychological problems and personality issues and all our faults and weirdo things.
Sure.
So one of mine is I have a problem with jump scenes in movies. We'll discuss it more in a future episode. But what really drives jump scenes in movies is loud volume in a theater. So I went to a movie like years ago and it was so loud. Like, do you find that? Like, if you, I don't know if you go to the theater movies, but
some
like,
movies are, but
they're often just, I think they're
I don't
too
think
loud.
The, I don't think it's the movie's fault. I think it's the,
no, it's the theater's fault.
Theater's
the,
fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also maybe I have sensitive ears or I can, you know, I don't know if that... I don't necessarily think that's the case, because I'd probably find more evidence of that throughout my life. But anyways, I complained... This was at on Carlton, like the little janky theater over there, Young
really?
Carlton.
Really? Carlton?
I complained to them.
That tiny little dinky theater?
Yeah.
It's like smaller
said,
than my living room.
And they said, oh, there's nothing we can do. It's set by the theater. And I knew they were lying, and I wanted to punch them in the face.
You should have just slapped the guy right there.
I got a refund, though. I got my money back.
Oh, well then...
But, and I, like, it was after. I saw the whole movie, and then I got my money back. So it was, anyways, but I think this theater movie.
So
are
loud
too,
movies are free.
Are too loud. They're too loud. And I looked online for reasons, and they said it has to be loud because people can't hear. Like, if it's too loud, you can still hear it, follow it. But people who have hard of hearing.
Those people have hearing aids.
Well, they don't. They should get hearing aids. Or movies should have, like, headphones every seat. That's my solution.
No, just the people who have who are hard of hearing wear a hearing aid.
They have to buy a hearing aid.
I think
aid.
I know who... I mean, I think they know who they are. Not that I know, but I think they know who they are.
How are we doing on time?
Yeah, we have lots of time.
Not really. Let me give my new word phrase.
We're going to cut out the whole segment while I talk by myself, right? Your new word phrase, what is it?
Okay, I came up with a phrase. I don't know what it means, but I like the phrase.
Schnippers.
Maybe we can together decide what it means. Ready? Do you have a new word phrase for this week?
No, I tried to come up with them, but I did not.
Okay. My new word or phrase for episode 9, season 1 of the Dave and Han Show.
Let's redo the whole show right now.
Start over? Is, it's Lubagoy time!
What?
It's Lubagoy time!
Spell Lubagoy?
Here's a... Luba, it's a person, it's a woman. Luba Goy.
Luba, like Luba the singer?
L-U-B-A.
Luba the singer?
No, L-U-B-A-G-O-Y.
Okay, I understand Goy. Unless it's
racist.
Not... Or is that her name?
Luba Goy is her name.
What? Who is she?
She's a woman.
Did you make her up?
No.
Okay.
I know her from two things. She was on this... what was that network called?
Oh my gosh!
What's like the PBS of Toronto?
TVO.
TVO. There's this TVO series called Bits and Bytes.
Yes.
She was a woman.
What? She was
Luba Goy. Also, she's on This Hour Has 22 Minutes.
I gotta look her up.
She's a feisty, plump, elderly. I don't know elderly. She's a well. She was on Bits and Bytes as a adult, so I guess so. She's a feisty, plump. Actress, TV personality, woman.
Right.
On in her years a bit, but not
yes.
too much. And I love that series, Bits and Bytes, and I liked her on it. She's a good TV, Canadian TV woman. So I don't know what It's Lubagoy Time means, but I think it has a good ring to it. This is our last episode, right?
Interesting.
Don't make me talk for 12 minutes.
No, well, I'm trying to think of, like, what Lubagoy time means. Like,
I guess it just means, like, either, like...
Prepare to get entertained by information?
Learn about computer. We're about to learn about computers. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Some nerd comes in and goes, like, did you know that Facebook privacy settings have been changed? And now you just say, it's Lubagoy time!
You know what? That happens a lot at my office.
Yeah. A lot of Lubagoy action at your place.
That's all right.
Okay. Would you like to ask me anything about Would I Rather, now that I'm back?
Yes. Okay. For the Christmas episode, Would You Rather?
No, it's the holiday episode.
Holiday episode. Pardon me.
Sponsored by Hollister.
Would you rather receive Christmas presents, but only from strangers?
Is there an order to this? Okay.
Two... Christmas is canceled for everybody, but they know that you're the one who canceled it.
The first one.
The first one?
Yeah.
That was easy.
This is one of the retarded ones where it's so obvious which one to pick. In one, you're getting presents, and the other one, you're ruining the world.
No, you're not necessarily getting presents. You can only get them from strangers.
Read it again as you read it.
You receive Christmas
you
presents.
You receive. You're getting presents.
But you can only get them from strangers.
But you're saying you not. It's possible a stranger will give you a present. You're saying you're getting presents, but they're from strangers.
Okay. Well, what I meant is only
Whatever.
Strangers can give you presents.
So
they're
but,
the only ones who can do it.
But strangers don't give other people presents.
I know. But sometimes they do.
Okay. Whatever. I'll still pick it because in one, it's just a regular day. In the other one, everyone in the entire world is mad at you and want to kill you.
I guess the problem with this one is that you.
Okay, my
don't
question.
Receive Christmas presents from everyone else anyway.
No, I don't understand. Read the or again.
So you can't get them from your family or friends.
But in the other one, there is no Christmas because I canceled it.
I know.
Oh my God, are you drunk?
Well, wouldn't you want to cancel Christmas? I kind of want to.
Hon, would you rather sing O Canada while walking through a busy streetcar wearing a bra over your shirt? Or...
maybe.
Sit for 30 minutes in a busy mall on a lawn chair looking at a naked mannequin across the walkway. I don't know how to call it. What do you call the mall walking area? Hall?
Arcade? I don't know.
Like, the... where your people, everyone's walking.
The walkway. In,
walkway.
I don't know.
I'll say it again. Start over again. But I'm going to call it a walkway. I don't want this to hang up my whole. Would you rather?
These are both dares, and both of them I would do if properly enticed.
Okay, well, you have to pick one. You can only do one dare. Sing O Canada while walking through a busy streetcar wearing a bra over your shirt, or sit for 30 minutes in a busy mall on a lawn chair. Looking at a naked mannequin across a walkway with binoculars.
With binoculars. So is it like from far away that I do need the binoculars? Or am I like 5 feet away?
No. There's
and
the
it's
whole
insane.
There's a hallway.
It doesn't make sense.
There's a hallway. Like you're on one side. Of like there's a store right behind you. And then you're looking at the other store. Across.
I envision the in center where this is what happens.
That's fine. You can envision...
so
want.
Is it over that open chasm kind of space?
Yeah, whatever.
Or,
I don't know how to describe it.
Or that, like 10 feet.
It's the length of a hallway in a mall, whatever you call it. An aisle.
The length or the width?
The width.
Okay. So, see, I'm just trying to get at, is it comical that I'm using binoculars when I could see everything just by looking? You know?
That's up to you, whether that's an additional
okay, just let me say, both of these sound very fun, and I'm almost tempted to do them anyway.
Okay.
I like
everyone listening, please follow us for next episode to hear Han's stories about how he did both of these things.
I am not buying a bra, though. A woman will have to give me one.
What if I bought the... No, I'll provide you a bra. A new bra. Unused. Would you want reused by a woman or unused?
That's a good question.
Would you rather do this with...
I don't know.
You can't pick the woman, though.
I don't want you to buy me a bra. That's weird. I'd rather... It has to be a woman.
Anyways, your answer is both for this one, okay, right?
Which would I rather... I like the walking through a streetcar because... I envision it doing it early in the morning, and I'm just like this crazy dude. And
no, early in the morning, it's crowded, right? You understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's like during rush hour when no one wants to hear anyone singing, and no one wants to like do anything.
Why does nobody want to hear people sing in the morning? Because it's morning and they're having
yeah,
the coffee.
Yeah, they're
yet?
Like, yeah. That
so
guy
you want to inconvenience
music.
People?
I
eager.
Think it's so funny. And okay. It's also O Canada, and like maybe some people will be like, oh, that guy is so patriotic and crazy and
well,
wacky.
Well, listeners / Ryan, I'm going to...
Wait, is this a sign that I'm crazy?
I'm going to try to get Han to do one of these two things. I assume the first one, because he might be arrested by small security on the second one.
No, well, I can do the second one. Let's just kick
sit
me
in a lawn chair? Okay, whatever. We're going to see which one, if not both, Han's going to do because he thinks it's so cool very soon. And we'll report back to you on that.
No, but this is interesting because it shows that you think both of these I would not want to do or you yourself think are terribly, terribly embarrassing.
No, I thought they were just mildly embarrassing.
Well, what would you rather not do or do?
We don't. That's not how we play Would You Rather. Okay, so...
Fine.
We're already almost an hour. I'm going to just give you my trivia fact, the segment I made up last episode.
I feel like we should redo this episode because so much of it is my jank trying to make up stuff.
Okay. So this is where I give you an interesting fact and I turn a little puzzle for... Like last time it was, in 1982, how many books of Jim Davis was... above Garfield were on the New York Times bestseller list at the same time.
And it was seven?
Seven, yes. So this one, similar to number one, Stockholm, the capital of Scandinavia.
Stockholm?
Stockholm.
Okay.
Hold, is the capital of Scandinavia. And it is constructed by a number of different islands that are joined together by bridges. Which is an interesting fact. There's this capital of a country that is on a bunch of islands connected by bridges. How many islands?
17.
9. So that's interesting. Again, a country's capital city is this some sort of like video game
Scandinavia
level.
Scandinavia as a country?
It seems like it's out of Morrowind or something. Wasn't there? There was some game where there was like
probably
a city that was like that. Maybe it was. You know what? Not maybe. It probably was based off it.
Stockhold?
Stockhold. I cut and pasted it, so I didn't type it wrong.
So Stockholm is in Germany, but Stockhold is in Scandinavia?
Yeah. The capital of Scandinavia is Stockhold. Don't fight it. Love
I'm not.
It.
That's just an interesting...
Do you have any parting thoughts?
No.
I do.
What's your parting thought?
Since we're over a minute. We're over an hour right now.
Over a minute?
Tomorrow, I have a challenge to you, Han, myself, and all of our listeners.
Oh, dear God.
I want you to hide a $5 bill in a co-worker's desk drawer.
Why?
Everyone likes to find $5.
Wait, can I mark it so that I can get it back?
No, you cannot. Good night, everybody!
So
anything else, Han? I didn't want to... Prematurely.
No. I feel bad that you banned yourself for 12 minutes. I didn't mean for you to self-ban.
You told me that all I've been doing was interrupting you, and you wish you could have some time off of me interrupting.
Yeah, I didn't mean... I meant for that segment. I didn't mean let's do a quarter of the show or whatever by myself.
You got what you wished for.
I did.
We're at the end... What, we're back?
Yeah. Apparently we forgot Psychic Challenge.
And yeah.
We can't let that pass.
No.
It'll screw up the math and our ability to predict the future.
Correct.
So, David, I'm going to shuffle these 5 Zener ESP cards. Hold up one.
Which is circle, square, star, wavy lines, and plus sign.
And I'm going to hold up one, and you tell me which one it is.
Okay, I know that's a circle.
It is the square.
Han.
Yes.
Without, being silly and just guessing, I want you to really look into your brain and tell me what this symbol is.
Circle.
Good night, everybody.
Fine.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, bye. We're not psychic today.